And it's been an interesting year for European drag racing, with a first ever sub-5-second run being achieved by Swedish racer Kent Persson in his 5,000 horsepower top fueler.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. I can't explain it in words. It was so great. So it was a completely new feeling to drive the car again. Never run that top speed and not under the first 5 seconds either.
Now, you've won this European final here.
Yeah.
You've gone under 5 seconds. Where do you go from here?
Running even faster.
300 miles an hour?
Yeah, that's the next goal now. Absolutely.
Can you do it? Is the car capable?
Yeah, we can do it. The car is so potential, so we think we can run a 470 and more than 300 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your secret? Is it your technique? Is it your reaction time off the line? Or is it just the mechanicals of the car?
It's a combination, of course, but we have made some very important parts by ourselves. And the guy in the crew members in the team are so great. When we have started running at the four, I think a couple of the other cars come after us. I think so.
But Vivica Abbestedt is another front runner in European top fuel drag racing. She's adamant she'll steal those honours from Kent in 1998.
I know, for 100% sure. When we got our car with the right blower, the one we destroyed yesterday, we're going to make a big number. It's not 498. It's going to be better, I promise you.
So what you're saying is your reaction times are quicker. You just got to get the car to perform for you.
Yeah, but anyway, I have to say, I mean, I'm very, very happy for Kent. Yeah, and now my next goal is to break the 300 miles barrier.
If Kent doesn't get there first.
No, not this time. Now it's my turn.
The fabulous Vivica Abbestedt there speaking to the slightly less fabulous Graham Swain.